Be it erecting a RoboCop statue in Detroit or sailing around the world, people have looked to Kickstarter.com for help and money. Having chatted with Fayetteville artist Dana Eidlett, Bentonville baker Lee Ann Richards, and jewelry designer Lauren Embry about their Kickstarter projects, it was only fair that I talk to one of Kickstarter's founding members to know more about the fundraising website. Yancey Strickler is one of Kickstarter's three co-founders. He says the idea for the website was more of an attempt at problem solving rather than a random stroke of genius.
My partner, Perry Chen, he's our co-founder and CEO, and he first had this idea about 10 years ago while living in New Orleans. And he was trying to put on a concert but didn't have the money he needed to make it happen. And he wished for a conditional trigger where if enough people were interested in something, then it would happen, and if there weren't, then it wouldn't happen. So he had that idea for a while, and then he and I met here in New York about 5 or 6 years ago and started working on the idea together. And, you know, both of us have creative backgrounds, and we were really drawn to, you know, to this idea of helping artists who we saw having so much trouble finding money to create work. And really struggling just to produce things. You know, it's not necessarily about getting rich and famous. It's about producing work that you're proud of in a way that hopefully doesn't, you know, compromise your life too much. And we were really determined to try to do something about that.
Kickstarter.com was founded in April of 2009. Launched without any bells or whistles, it quietly became one of Internet's leading fundraising websites for individuals with creative ideas regarding just about anything. Letting these individuals retain ownership of their projects while being funded by family, friends, and strangers is just icing on the cake.
We always believed in that very strongly. I mean, I've always been confused by the idea that you have to give someone else the ownership of your work for the privilege of its existence. I don't feel like that's a fair trade, but it's one that we've all been forced to accept because that's just how things tend to work. And, you know, from the beginning, we didn't believe in that, and we thought that people should absolutely, you know, control what they create, and that they should have, you know, full creative control, they should have intellectual control, all those things. So from the very beginning, that was a very important part of Kickstarter.
Once a project is submitted, the Kickstarter team reviews it for compliance with the website's strict project guidelines.
We talk to everyone before their project goes live. So when you come in, you write us telling us what you want to do, and we write back and either say, cool, let's do it, or, you know, sorry, this doesn't fit our guidelines, or let's talk this through together. Basically, the guidelines that we stick to are we don't allow any charity projects, any projects about causes, any cause projects, or any startup business funding. So things need to be generally in the creative space and need to be about making something. You know, they're projects where you're producing a thing. So we talk to everyone to make sure that that they fit those rules. If you are not sure about what the best way is to make your project, you know, we're here to work with you. We have a lot of great insights that we can share, and we really enjoy brainstorming with people about their ideas. So we do talk to everyone. We're friendly. It's a pretty simple process. And I'd encourage people to reach out and to give it a try.
The Brooklyn, New York-based website also offers project creators different categories such as food, design, fashion, film and video, etc. to list their projects under. Yancey says the Kickstarter team spends several hours every week discussing and defining the fine line between a creative project idea and a business idea.
We open each one of these with the desire to say yes, and we love to work with people. But sometimes if it just the spirit of it will feel off. You know, the issue that we have with the business is if you're trying to raise $10,000 to open a diner, you know, a diner or running a restaurant is something that has a million different factors, and many of which are not going to be controlled by that $10,000. There's little guarantee of accountability. You know, it's just hard to tell how things are going to turn out. It's a more difficult proposition. So we look for things that are finite, that have a clear beginning and an end. So if I'm trying to make a record, we know when the project's done because you made a record. Now, there are often projects that, you know, get right on that gray area, and we try to work with those folks, and you know, generally it comes down to what kinds of rewards are you offering, how are you approaching this, how are you thinking about this, and you know, we always have the instinct to want to make it work, and we will do our best.
One of Kickstarter's most generous project backers is Yancey Strickler himself. He has backed 340 projects till date. Some of those 340 have been especially memorable for different reasons.
One I always return to, just because it's a really nice story, is very early on in Kickstarter's life, there was a woman who launched a very interesting creative project around sailing around the world alone. And her name was Emily Richmond. And one of her rewards was for $15 at some point on her two-year journey, she would take a Polaroid picture, and when she got into port, she would mail it to you. And, you know, I loved that specific reward because it was just so simple, and there was kind of a romance to it. You know, some weird envelope's going to show up one day with a Polaroid sent, you know, halfway around the world just to you. And that's one that's always really spoken to me and said a lot about what it is that we're doing. And actually, just a few weeks ago, I got my actual Polaroid, which was pretty exciting. But something like that has been great. And then there have also just been a lot of great films. You know, the Sundance Film Festival, which happens every year out in Utah, that just happened a few weeks ago. And there were five films there that premiered that had raised some money on Kickstarter. And we were really proud of that, and we got to go out and meet the filmmakers, and it was really exciting. You know, we've had 15,000 projects to date, and every one of them is a great story of just, you know, just a person trying to do something that they feel very strongly about, something they're excited about, something that they feel passionately about. And, you know, we have the greatest respect for every one of those people.
Many projects that Yancey backed were created by complete strangers. A Kickstarter.com community of almost 50,000 people pledges money to more than one project. Yancey says most of these people are looking for a neat story to be involved in.
You know, the majority of the people who are backing projects are fans of the person whose project it is. So if I have a band and I launch a project, it's going to be my fans who are most likely to support me. You know, I think what draws those people is they want to see the film get made, and they want to be able to walk by the movie poster later and be able to legitimately say, I helped make that. I'm a part of that. And, you know, I think there's really something very powerful about that, about being tied to the origin of art and things that you like and things that you appreciate. And the other thing to remember is that, you know, these aren't donations happening on Kickstarter. If I give you $10, I get $10 of something in exchange. So many of our projects are coming from very creative, very inspiring people, and they come up with amazing rewards and things that you're going to want to have, things that you'll put on your refrigerator or stick in your dresser mirror for the rest of your life and will be a story that you were a part of.
The most a project has raised through Kickstarter.com has been $950,000. Even though many improvements need to be made on a regular basis to keep the website up and running, Yancey hopes Kickstarter will remain the same platform for showcasing ideas for years to come.
You know, we're coming up on our two-year anniversary, I guess, this coming April. And during that time, you know, over $35 million has been pledged to projects. And these are all projects just from, you know, normal people. It's not a star-driven thing, or there aren't celebrities on there. It's just all people like you and I. And the idea that there's $35 million out there for art just made by everyday folks, I think is really encouraging on a number of levels. And so we're really excited about that.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.